Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And it's time for humanity to stand up in the info war and say, I don't know what's going to happen at the end of this, but you want to fight? You better believe you've got one!
From the front lines of the information war, it's Alex Jones.
Celia Farber points out how the mass media tradition of obsessing over the deaths of celebrities has been absent since 2021 as a clear tactic to deflect mass death by COVID shots. And the death of Anne Heche marks a return to this mainstream media tradition. And the whole story is very strange. Just before the crash, Heche visited the Glass Hair Design Salon in Venice and purchased a red wig, where she posed for a picture with the salon's owner, who did not notice her to be impaired in any way. Minutes later, Heche crashed into an apartment complex where residents tried helping her out of the vehicle before the car was put in reverse and sped off. Videos then show her car recklessly speeding down a residential street and nearly hitting a pedestrian. She then hits a car before finally crashing the Mini Cooper into a house where it bursts into flames. But this is where the story gets really strange. While being carried to the ambulance, we see that her legs are secured, and she is covered in what looks like a cloth body bag. We are told that she couldn't breathe, and yet they covered her face. And the reason these details were noticed is because we see her become fully conscious while frantically trying to escape the body bag and leg straps. Nothing was reported about this, and Heche's former boyfriend said that Anne was stable and expected to pull through. But then we are told she is in a coma, and then we are told that while her heart is still beating, she's legally dead, according to California law. But she will be kept on life support for possible organ donation. And then, right in the middle of the ancient three-day festival to honor the goddess Diana, known as Nemoralia, they pull the plug on Anne Heche and let her die. This is quite similar to what happened in Paris 25 years ago on the satanic inverted Nemoralia, August 31st, when Princess Diana was looked after as she bled to death in a tunnel dedicated to the goddess Diana. Many believe that Princess Diana was about to expose the royal family, and Anne Heche, who recently starred in a movie exposing chemtrails, was currently promoting her most recent film that was exposing the horrors of child sex trafficking. Child sex trafficking, along with all human trafficking, is the biggest business in the world. The slavery business is at an all-time high, and the thugs who run it are known for their satanic rituals. Ritual murders have always been, at a base level, a form of crowd control. The Anne Heche story has caused many to look back into the mysterious death of Michael Hastings. Journalist Michael Hastings had just published a story for Rolling Stone that resulted in the resignation of commander of U.S. forces in Afghanistan, and was working on a story of CIA director John Brennan. The day before he died, Hastings emailed friends to warn them that the feds were interviewing his close friends and associates, and told them he was onto a big story and needed to go off the radar for a bit. Early the next morning, Hastings' silver Mercedes hit a palm tree and exploded, somehow launching the engine block 60 yards away from the car. Former counterterrorism czar Richard Clark told the Huffington Post that Hastings' crash was consistent with a car cyber attack, and that intelligence agencies for major powers are able to remotely seize control of a person's vehicle. He added that if there was a cyber attack on Hastings' car, whoever did it would probably get away with it. Reporting for InfoWars, this is Greg Reese.
very important report now live at Band.video and Infowars.com. It's Wednesday, August 17th. Main transmission kicks off in T-minus 60 seconds.
So many people over the years have walked up to me randomly on the street and said, super male vitality is incredible. Why does it work so well? And the answer is very simple. It takes from Chinese medicine and other ancient traditions, known herbal compounds that boost libido, stamina, and energy, and it comes from cold-pressed herbs, so they're not boiling or heating up the herbs that are known to have these natural effects. It's cold-pressed. It's been sold out for 8 months or more. It's finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com for 25% off Super Male Vitality. And it goes great with X2, which is also 25% off. But if you get both these products together, they're 40% off in a combo at InfoWarsStore.com. So X2 and Super Male Vitality, 40% off together or 25% off individually at InfoWarsStore.com. It's amazing. Try it today.
From the InfoWars.com studios, you're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Yo, du hast mich.
There's no turning back now. We've chosen which side we're on. Team Freedom or Team Demon. We are now inside the operational phase of global cultural and economic societal collapse and the mass forced depopulation that has already begun, according to all major insurance actuaries. Record deaths in every Western country that has taken the experimental injections. Incredible time to be alive. Look, we've got massive political news here in the U.S. with the primaries last night in Wyoming and in Alaska and other areas. We have huge military news, huge economic news, huge Mar-a-Lago raid news, where the FBI just 3 days ago said, Trump's lying, we don't have his passports. And of course, they did. This is all important. This is all big. But when I'm looking at all these stories and the guests we have today, for me, two things are the biggest. The new COVID lockdowns and new viruses they are telling us are about to arrive. Round two of the hell we've just seen the last 2.5 years. And the fact that the system censored and suppressed the truth and is now fully discredited but is coming back again for more. And we must form more opposition against it ahead of that. Not just sit here flat-footed. And then Senate reports, DHS reports, journalistic reports confirming millions and millions and millions of people walking right across mainly the Texas border now, not just Arizona. Arizona used to be the worst. Now it's Texas by far. And massive human smuggling run by the Biden administration through NGOs, non-governmental organizations, with on camera thousands of children at bus stops and airports a day. We filmed it. Others have filmed it. Savannah Hernandez just came back from the border. She filmed it and talked to DHS whistleblowers. Children as young as 6 months old with no paperwork, not with their parents, being given to other people with no paperwork. Actual child kidnapping and trafficking on an industrial scale. I mean, there are more people coming across the border with undocumented kids that disappear than go to Disney World every day, or Six Flags across the country. I mean, this is ultra massive that the government is doing this. This is an illegitimate criminal government, case closed. The entire Justice Department at the top are involved in this and are directing it. Incredible. So that's coming up today. We have Savannah Hernandez joining us in the second hour on this subject and so much more. She's got exclusive footage. We're going to be really focusing on this because this is just next level. absolute next level. We know the globalists are obsessed with child trafficking, obsessed with pedophilia, obsessed with the sexualization of children. And I've got reports pouring in from across the country that are confirmed that three-year-olds are being asked by pediatricians, are you a boy or girl? And if the boy is confused, the girl's confused, they put it in their chart, which is then put in a computer, and the beginning of taking your child's identity away and the decision process over your children being taken away from you by the biomedical police state. We've got that. It's just unbelievable. We've got a mixed bag here, despite all the polls showing a massive political realignment against the Democrats. We have the rhino and neocons there that we have to worry about, and Town Hall has a very important report saying it's panic time for Senate Republicans. Is it panic time? Because these races are close, and with election fraud, the Democrats could gain seats in the Senate, not the other way around. So Republicans running around wetting themselves with excitement that, oh, we're about to take over the country. Even if we get more Senate seats and take the Senate and take the House, so many Republicans are basically Democrats and a Republican in name only. That's the big problem. But the good news is this. We have leaders like Ron DeSantis, and we have leaders like Bolsonaro and Viktor Orban and others that understand what's going on. Now, I'll say this. I like Donald Trump. And I know the system doesn't like him, and I know I've been persecuted like nothing in my life for supporting him. And that made me kind of pigheadedly support him a few years ago, even though I disagreed with his warp speed, because I thought that we had to keep him in office because of the nightmare scenario if Hillary or Biden got in, back before they were officially running. But that said, I am supporting DeSantis. DeSantis is just gone from being awesome to being unbelievably good. And I don't just watch a man's actions, as Christ said, judge a tree by his fruits. I can also look in his eyes on HD video, and I see the real sincerity of a father and a husband who loves his children in this country, and that he's getting red-pilled more and more each day. And that he's white-pilled about the future if we stand up, but he's black-pilled if we don't. He has basic self-preservation instincts, and I'm a DeSantis guy. And if we can use DeSantis' leadership to get Trump back on the straight and narrow, that's all the better. But Trump will not talk about his poison vaccines anymore. That's a plus. But he still says he won't say the V word, but he's still proud of it. DeSantis came out in a press conference yesterday. We're going to play clips of next segment. And the whole thing's on InfoWars.com. I suggest you go watch it. It's about 45 minutes long. We're going to play out a little three-minute clip when we come back, where he annihilates Big Pharma. He annihilates the biomedical police state. And he annihilates the lies that they've told about it. And he says he was wrong and he was lied to. And the vaccine doesn't help you. It hurts you. That's all Trump needs to do is say, I was lied to by Birx and Fauci, and they were holding the country hostage, and I thought it was a regular vaccine, and it turns out, you know, they shouldn't be pushing it on children, they shouldn't be making people take it. He's already saying that, but he needs to come out all the way and say, I was lied to, and decouple his pig-headed butt that I still love. He's real. He's just pig-headed. And that's a positive thing when he's fighting for us. It's not when he won't admit he's wrong. Bolsonaro apologized and said it was bad from the start. I shouldn't have halfway supported it, though I was never for forced injection. And now DeSantis has come out in a bunch of speeches and said, this is bad news. That's all we want so we can stop poisoning the newborn babies and the six-month-olds and everybody. And they got public schools all over blue cities and blue states trying to make the injections mandatory to go to school. Damn it. So I choose children over Trump, and I'm going to say it. I'm not going to get sucked into politics and just support Trump because I hate the Democrats. If Trump doesn't come out against these shots, and if he doesn't stand with the children, and if he doesn't go on the offense to admit there's major problems, then I'm really caught between a rock and a hard place, because I don't want Kamala Harris or Michael Obama or any of those people, and I know you don't, but I cannot support Trump when the evidence is out that it's killing all these people and maiming others if he continues to do this. And I think we should open the phones up today on this subject. What do we do with Trump if he won't stop it? Now, he's already turned the ship around about 80 degrees. Now he needs to turn it around all the rest of the way. Now he needs to turn it around another 100 degrees and go the opposite direction away. But he's only turned partway away. He's only turned partway around. We need a full turning around and going the opposite direction. Because I will not be part of the poisoning of these six-month-old babies. Damn it. And I don't mean that as taking the Lord's name in vain. I mean, damn these people to hell, including Trump, if he doesn't stop it. These people are our enemies.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
All across the country, people are coming together to speed up what we can learn about health. The All of Us Research Program is calling on 1 million people to join us as we try to change the future of health. For your family, for future generations, for all of us. Visit joinallofus.org and find out how you can become one in a million.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamgaday.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your longevity business. Teamgaday.com. Teamgaday.com.
What America and the world absolutely must have is leaders like Ron DeSantis to come out against these poison shots and say we were lied to and reverse this depopulation we are witnessing. DeSantis is, again, just over the top with what he's doing. This is absolutely presidential material. This is what Trump should be like. And I've been hammering this point, and he's doing it now, and we have someone that is better than Trump, way better than Trump. And I want Trump to decouple himself from the poison shot now, but I'm not going to sit here and hold my breath. Here is DeSantis in the best 2.5 minutes out there nailing these bastards.
And what was right now, people are doing, looking at the research, are saying, oh, man, the masks hurt the kids. Now, we banned the masks in Florida with the legislature, with the Parents' Bill of Rights and other actions. But, you know, the reality is that was not grounded in data. It was not grounded in evidence. It was basically the current thing. You know, people would put in their Twitter profile a mask and a syringe, and that was like their identity. And it was ridiculous. They lied to us about the mRNA shots. They said if you take it, you will not get COVID. That is false. That is not true. And they continue to say, even now when the evidence is so overwhelming, that not only is that not true, people that have multiple boosters, you know, you're definitely at risk of getting it. There's no question about that. So it's just time and time again, I think you've seen ideology placed over data and evidence. And then what happens is that they will say something like, okay, 6 weeks of masks will end COVID. So that's what they claim. It doesn't happen. And then what they'll do is they will kind of move the goalposts and say, well, you know, only 95% wore it. So now, and they will constantly try to shift because they will never admit that their ideology was incorrect. So that's very, very dangerous when you're looking at all these things. So that's a problem with our society that we're grappling with. And what I've said in the state of Florida, because we've taken on woke corporations, we've taken on ESG, obviously in the classroom, we've battled a lot of ideologies. But what I've said is that the state of Florida is the state, is the place where woke goes to die. We are not going to let this state... We're not going to let this state descend into some type of woke dumpster fire. We're going to be following common sense. We're going to be following, you know, facts. And that's just really, really important. So anyways, thank you guys for being here. God bless you all.
Well, God has given us DeSantis. Make no mistake about that. And I got a message for President Trump. You are the real president. You're reelected by a landslide. I have fought for you. 95% of what you've done has been incredible. You have amazing courage and energy, and I respect you. But if you continue to let this poison be pushed on our people and our children, I'm coming after you. I'm not risking my life and going through hell to sit here and then have it on my conscience, all these dead and dying children and others that are taking your stupid, evil, warp speed crap that you got fooled and roped into. But we all just heard DeSantis. He says, we now know we were lied to. That's the Rubicon you're crossing right now, Trump. We all know, you know, it doesn't work and it's a lie and it's poisonous. The side effects are the real effect. And so I want everybody to call Mar-a-Lago, call their information line, call Trump's resorts. He'll get the word. Everybody I know that talks to Trump, in fact, I could probably get a hold of him. I'm going to get a hold of his ass and say, what are you doing? Stop it. What do you think you've been a part of? Decouple now. Reject it now. And you will be forgiven. We don't think you did this on purpose. But if you continue, then you're doing it on purpose. The evidence is overwhelming. We're not going to allow you to join the New World Order and destroy us. And depopulate us, Trump. Look at this. Jack Posobiec retweeted it. Patricia Carvalhas, look at this. This is a real tweet. I just had my fourth dose after receiving... listen to this carefully. I just had my fourth dose after recovering 3 months. Listen to that again. I've just had my fourth dose after recovering 3 months from actively having COVID-19. No, you have the spike protein poisoning you, sweetheart. Read it again. I've just had my fourth dose after recovering from 3 months of actively having COVID-19. Now listen to the Stockholm Syndrome. Listen to the mind control. And I'm very happy to be boosted. Thanks, science. So she murders logic here, doesn't see what's being done to her, and then has the cult statement of thanks, science, like she's just trumped everybody. I forget the name of the show. I'm not a huge TV watcher, but it was on 15, 16, 17 years ago about pimps and prostitutes. And it was this prostitute with cigarette burns all over and broken arm and leg, beat up by her pimp. And she's in the hospital room and the pimp comes in. And she says to the pimp right in front of the poor woman's mother, in front of the sex slave's mother, baby, she says to the pimp, I'm going to get better. I'm going to get back up on my feet. I'm going to get back down the street, baby. Please don't. Oh, baby. And they start interviewing the pimp, and they go, well, how do you treat her? And he goes, I treat her bad. That's how she likes it. Well, how much do you pay her? I pay her nothing. I might give her a bucket of chicken. And that's the American people, and that's the left, and that's the people signed up for this evil, this mind control, this Stockholm Syndrome. She's had four shots. She's been sick for months after the first few shots. And now she's gotten another shot and thinks COVID's taken her life over. But this shot was 100% effective, they said. But the shot gives you the disease. But she can't help it. She can't admit she was lied to. She can't admit the system's out to get her. Just like that poor prostitute with broken arm and leg and cigarette burns all over, her hair falling out. You tell she's been a beautiful woman. And in comes the swaggering, arrogant devil right in front of the mother. Oh, baby, baby, I'm sorry. I'm so let you down. I'm going to get back on the street right now as soon as I get better, baby. Oh, baby. Oh, baby, baby. That's right. You better get your ass back on the street, bitch. And the mother looks at him and says, what have you done to my baby? What have you done to my baby? He says, shut up, you old bitch. And that's what they've done to America, and that's what they've done to us, and they think they're going to bully me and lie about me and harass me and attack me, and it's going to make me roll over. Well, guess what? I haven't had my will broken. I'm not under Stockholm Syndrome, and I'm not your broke back bitch. In fact, I'm your worst nightmare, pimps. I'm the sheepdog, the king of the sheepdogs, and I'm going to get you wolves by the throat politically, culturally, and spiritually, and I'm going to tear your throats out. You understand that? I'm coming for you, and so's my army. Ladies and gentlemen, if millions of people get this book, our funding problems will be over, and it's starting to happen. That's why I said, yeah, go to InfoWarsStore.com, get the book, and start shipping in a couple weeks, The Great Reset and the War for the World. But I said, go to Amazon, because it's the number one book chart in the world, and if it goes to number one, not of political, not of history, not of U.S. history, it's already number one over 40 categories, like political science, you name it. 40-plus categories is number one. Ladies and gentlemen, drum roll, please, of books in the world, The Great Reset and the War for the World is 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. We are now number 9 in the world. Woo! This is major. This is political. This could fund our war chest. Just go to Amazon.com, everybody, and buy 10 copies. Send this blueprint to the Death Star and the New World Order. Because you read this, you know their whole plan how to stop them. Hit the Great Reset, the War of the World now. It's going to go to number one. What do you make of that?
Extendivite really works. Here's just a few testimonials from Amazon. RL, 5 stars. Been taking this for 2 months now. I feel better. Have more energy. April, my husband started taking Extendivite, and he said he feels much better and has more energy. EW, need to try. Everyone needs this for their health. Great product, great people. Josie, it works great. This product has made my blood pressure and cholesterol stable. I highly recommend it. JC, great product. Has worked well these last few years. To get your Extendivite today, go to Extendivite.com. That's Extendivite.com. Or call us at 1-877-928-8822.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only 2 documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
Make no mistake, we are the tip of the spear. We are in the danger zone. We decided to take on evil. We decided to bet on humanity. We decided to let God fill our sails with His will. And now, battle is joined. Yes, we're not living on the fence. We're not in the stands. We are in the arena. So, I want to hit more of the poison vaccine news. And I want to get into the geopolitical Great Reset cutting off the power worldwide news. And then Tucker Carlson is taking it into the danger zone as well. Everybody's up in their game or they're rolling over. You're either going to get more hardcore or you're going to die. You're going to either fight or you're going to be a slave. Carlson came right out, we'll hit it next segment, and said the FBI is the prime suspect with the pipe bombs and laid out the evidence January 6th. As it just came out, the FBI planted the pipe bombs and the bombs with the Whitmer case. Now that they're having the next trial, they already found the other people, basically hung juries, in the whole Whitmer kidnapping plot that was fake. That's all coming out. So it's an incredible time to be alive and to really find out who we are, because it's in the crucible. It's in the fire. That it'll be shown who we are. Do we break under the assault, or do we rise to the occasion and become even stronger? I pray to God to send the Holy Spirit to give me more discernment, more will, and more strength. I willingly turn over my will to God and ask God to purge me of my imperfections and raise me up as a symbol of resistance and pro-human future. In the name of our Lord and Savior, Christ Jesus. Amen. Now, let me give you some good news. Because I get so many questions on the street, so many questions from family, so many questions from crew. I'm going to say it again, and I'm going to get back to the news. We don't have $400 million. We don't have $300 million. We don't have $100 million. We don't have $10 million. I saw Tim Pool last night. I ended up watching it early this morning when I got up at 4 a.m. He had Jack Posobiec on. They were saying nice things about me overall, but he said, listen, Alex is so successful. I'm sure he does have money. I'm sure he does have trust for his kids. I'm sure that when he says he doesn't have a bunch of money, it's true, but he's got some hidden somewhere. And I need everybody to know it wouldn't be bad if I had money because I could fight harder, but I don't. Yes, there's about $400,000 in trust funds for my four children, and most of it was put there before I was ever sued. And it feels dumb even having it there because it's being devalued. And my son's 19. He's used some of it. The other children have used some of it for things they wanted to do. So it was probably $600,000 a few years ago. It's about $400,000 now. And that's the total of money that's there. $400,000, roughly. I think it may be less. No, there's no extra money. Do I own a lake cabin? Did I have a smaller house? After I had a bigger house I bought as an investment, I put all the money back in. Yes. Have I been somewhat wise about raising funds around this operation? Yes. I'm in these depositions. They go, oh, we hear you got a ranch in East Texas. Where is it? I don't have a ranch. My dad and his brother have a ranch, and I don't want them to die, so I get it. But, yeah, I'll be the heir to a large ranch that we've had since the 1820s. We have the Mexican land grant paperwork still laminated in old family Bible from the mid-1820s. That's how long we've been in Texas. I don't have extra money. We've got a couple $1 million in the InfoWars account, and that's all needed for payroll and rent and electricity and legal and buying product in the future. We don't have 20% of what we need for a company this large on this level of attack. But God will provide, or God will take us out of the game. I personally, with everything I've got going on, have less than $2 million. And that is emergency funds to continue the fight on and stay on air no matter what happens. An equivalent operation like this would have $100 million in reserve. To run a small-town newspaper costs $10 million a year. A mid-sized city newspaper, $30 million. A big city paper, a couple hundred million. Those are newspapers. Money ain't what it used to be. I am on E. And I've got a destination I've got to get to where I need a half a tank. And they know that. We gave them all the discovery they asked for, even though it was unprecedented, and they twisted it and lied and used it as a blueprint to try to deplatform us. But the good news is this. By filing federal bankruptcy under certified federal law, we can put before the families who are being used by these ambulance-chasing Democrat lawyers the fact that there isn't all this money and that they're being used to use their children not just against the Second Amendment, but against the First Amendment itself as well. But the good news is, when our suppliers call us and I talk to the owners of companies, whether it's T-shirt manufacturers or whether it's water filter manufacturers or whether it's supplement manufacturers, and they say, we see all this news. Are you going to be on air? Do we need you to pay 100% up front for product you buy instead of 50%? I say to them the same thing I'm telling you, a status report. Give people purchase products at the level they did 2 years ago, we will be able to pay for the bankruptcy, pay for the lawsuits, pay for the show trials, pay for the appeals, and stay on the air for years and years and years and probably win. But regardless, the world's so dangerous then, if we don't turn this around, it's not going to matter. Like having your toe cut off versus your head. We're all in the gallows here. We're all in the guillotine. But it's so critical to keep this on air because the enemy knows we're the number one resistance point worldwide, that world leaders like Orban and Bolsonaro on record are listening, and DeSantis is listening, and Trump is listening, and they're listening to you. So we will stay on air. And the good news is the supply chain breakdowns, all that has gotten better for now. We were able to put the money in to get all the great products to come back in. They're starting to come back in, and that will project us into the future to be able to stay on air strong and not stop fighting thanks to your support. And so that's the great news. And finally, after 9, 10, whatever months it was, not being available because we wouldn't cut the quality, the best PQQ, the best CoQ10, and everything else for your immune system, your body, your telomeres, everything, DNA Force Plus is finally back in stock, and I'm offering it for a limited time, 50% off at InfoWarsStore.com. And more products like the Ultimate Fish Oil and others are coming back in next week. We got some great new products that have been in development for several years. We finally got the money, thanks to the Bitcoin donation, to buy the products. We wouldn't even have had that. We've been screwed. So that will allow us to be good stewards of your support and continue on. And finally, I got to pull the plug on this soon. It's been as high as the number 4 bestseller in the world on Amazon. Haven't got any of that money yet. You get it in like 3-4 months out of the publishing deal, but that'll be put in InfoWars. And all the money coming into InfoWars off the sales of the book at InfoWarsStore.com are being put in. In the bankruptcy, they're amazed to learn I haven't paid myself in a year and a half. That's come out in bankruptcy court. They're like, well, you're owed under this money. You know what? I'm ready to forfeit that to keep on air. But ladies and gentlemen, the issue here is we could keep the show on air just off signed books, but I cannot sign 20, 30,000 books. So I'm going to make the decision because we're up to 8,000 signed books right now. In the next few days, we're going to cease signed books of The Great Reset, exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com, because I just can't sign that many. We've done the math. We're going to have to stop because I'm going to sign every one of these. So it's your last chance to get The Great Reset and The War for the World, exclusively of InfoWarsStore.com, signed copies.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
My name is Stephen Huer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from 2 mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Truth is, men are fighting. Women are fighting. They've got black skin, and they've got brown skin, and they've got red skin, and they've got pink and white polka dotted skin. And they're fighting. We're fighting now. We are the tip of the spear. All right, I have Savannah Hernandez joining us. I have another guest popping in. But I specifically want to open the phones up throughout the next few hours in between those guests on my breakdown of DeSantis saying we were lied to, the shot doesn't work, it makes you sick, we've got to stop this, the mask doesn't work, they're lying. It's all the medical evidence, it's all the facts, we know that now. We need Trump to do the same thing, or what do we do about Trump? He's just got to do what Bolsonaro and DeSantis have done. Orban has come out and said the shot doesn't work and was a lie. Just decouple yourself so we can stop giving this shot that erases immune systems and doesn't protect people and makes people sick. What do we do about Trump? And I'm going to be opening the phones up a lot in the next few days and weeks and months because I actually value your input on this. I quite frankly don't know what to do. Because I sure am not going to support the Democrats. And I'm sure not going to sit by and watch Trump go along with this and try to drag us with us. The toll-free number to join us is 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789-ALEX. First-time callers, 877-789-2539. Let's get back to the stack I was already mentioning. top Biden advisor, Anita Dunn, divulges massive conflict of interest. She worked for Pfizer. But it's okay. I've just had my fourth dose after recovering 3 months from actually having COVID after the first shots. And I'm very happy to be boosted. Thanks, science. Yeah, it doesn't work. It's all a lie. Thanks, science. Mass care. Nearly half of pregnant women in Pfizer trial miscarried. 82% in the first trimester. Let's play a clip out of New Zealand. In a small town of 13,107, a woman visiting family members that died in a car wreck years before, and she notices massive numbers of people buried. It's not just her anecdotal observation. It's what all the insurance actuaries show. A small town, a pleasant drive through a peaceful cemetery disrupted by truckloads of freshly laid graves. And this is what the funeral homes are telling us, what the epidemiologists are telling us, what the pathologists are telling us. Here's the clip.
This is...
So far, 66.
66.
Oh!
67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83.
Oh, my
85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94.
94 dead bodies. Old town of Oamaru. Just come to check my babies and look at all these new graves, mate. Why? Why? Why so many? We never have this many. I've come here for the last 8-9 years.
Or 21s and 22s.
These are all deaths in the last year. Like, fresh as, mate. These are all fresh. They haven't even got headstones yet. So we've just counted, how many was that? 98.
92.
Oh, 92 new graves in Oamaru. Wow.
That's from Rise Melbourne. But it's not just their anecdotal take. They're right. Indiana Life Insurance CEO says deaths are up 40% among people ages 18 to 64. And if you look at that, that's a multi-thousand percentage increase. Usually deaths are up 1%, 2%, or down 1 or 2. It goes up and down. But now it's 40%. Ultra-massive. Life insurance CEO says deaths up 40%. German insurance companies say up 40%. Huge, huge numbers. Insurance group sees death rates 40% over pre-pandemic levels, above 2,000 since the vaccine was brought in. Oh, but AP says vaccines didn't cause increase in deaths and life insurance payouts. There are increased deaths, they admit. Life insurance CEO says deaths up 40% amongst those ages 18 to 64. First class action settlement in nation reached over healthcare workers over vaccine mandates. Quadruple vax, Jill Biden tests positive for COVID. Klaus Schwab talks about the three phases of COVID. Locking you down, training you for the new system, and then the Great Reset. Now it's over 20 doctors dead from heart attacks, young doctors, in Canada. Death cult programming exposed at professional sporting events gives us grave warning of the future. And it goes on and on. That's the reality. The big story is they're killing us all right out in the open. And I think we're fools and can't see what they're doing to us. But the good news is, and I said I'd get to this, so let's go ahead and get to it now. Project Veritas is reporting record numbers of FBI and Justice Department and DHS whistleblowers. Tucker Carlson has been reporting on it. There are good people there, and they are so key in exposing this whole thing. But here's Tucker Carlson looking at the FBI and its bombs, just like with the fake Whitmer kidnapping, they planted bombs. They had sex operatives controlling people. That's come out in court in the last couple of days. But here's Tucker Carlson laying out the rest of the story.
But the truth is, there are still questions about the FBI's behavior on and around January 6th. And given what happened in Michigan, where we know beyond question that the FBI tried to create an act of terror, it's fair to ask what exactly did happen on January 6th? And why is the FBI still hiding footage, critically, of the person who planted the pipe bomb outside the DNC on January 6th, while Kamala Harris was apparently inside, something that she lied about for months? What exactly is going on here? We're, of course, not alleging anything. We don't know the answer. But we know for a fact, given the FBI's behavior, and we report this with great sadness over the last several years, it is worth getting to the bottom of this. In fact, we have to if we're going to restore confidence in federal law enforcement. No one is asking these questions, really apart from Revolver News. And here's what they've come up with. Watch this.
Camera 1 shows the pipe bomber walking up to the DNC grounds at roughly 7:40 p.m. He sits on bench 1. Then he gets up and walks off screen. According to the FBI, he walks the length of the DNC building, and 10 minutes later, he comes back to the same bench area and sits on bench 2. There, at 7:52 p.m., camera 2 captures the pipe bomber sitting on bench 2 and, we are told, planting the pipe bomb by the side of the bench, next to the bush. We are told the pipe bomber plants the pipe bomb there, but we can't see it. Camera 2 is occluded by a giant bush that blocks the scene. The pipe bomber even looks at camera 2 head-on, for some reason. It's very frustrating, because we can't see the moment the pipe bomber plants the pipe bomb, but the FBI can. That's because the whole scene should be captured on camera 1 as well, and much more clearly than camera 2. Camera 1 has a clear shot of both benches. If the FBI released the full tape from camera 1, we could see the pipe bomber planting the bomb.
Okay, so what exactly happened outside the DNC on January 6th? And why is no one asking that question? And why has the Department of Justice not told us? We've heard everything they want us to know about January 6th. Why not more about this? Darren Beatty of Revolver News is one of the few people who is pressing for answers. He joins us tonight. Darren, thanks so much for coming on.
We're going to come back from break, this little short segment, back it up about a minute, and play the rest of this. It's so important. And then we're going to start going to your phone calls, and Savannah Hernandez is going to join us on the giant child trafficking the government's running publicly. I mean, it's unspeakable. They're totally convicted. We're doing it out in the open. We're going to cover it next hour. Please don't forget, it's your last chance, because I'm going to cut it off the next few days, to get the Great Reset, the War for the World signed copies exclusively at InfoWarsStore.com. I want to thank you all for your support. And DNA Force Plus is finally back in stock. InfoWarsStore.com, 50% off. We're about to end the specials on discounts on Vitamin Mineral Fusion.
Hey, trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.